welcome to another episode of Prioritize.
They accomplish while you drown in lists. It's difficult to juggle your responsibilities. Husband, father, brother. It goes on, but your energy doesn't.
You pondering what I'm pondering?
Prioritize what's right for you, not what's left behind.
This is Prioritize with Toby Baker.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Greetings, 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 gentlemen and ladies. This is Prioritize. Here we discuss prioritizing faith, family, relationships, and more. I'm your crazy wide, formerly fat host, the Baker Boy himself. Welcome to the show after the longest break in the world. It almost seems like I went away, but I didn't actually. I am right here where you left me behind and decided you weren't going to follow me anymore. But you know what? I don't take it personally. I don't keep the monkey on my back for very long.
Anyway. Ah, we both know that there's a rubbish.
Okay, that's true. I do have the monkey on. Guys, it's just been like one thing after another after another. It's like life happened when I was making my plans. Has this ever happened to you? You think something's going to go a certain way and it, boop. Oh, I didn't see that coming. Oh, my goodness. Well, after breaks and after Christmas and the holidays, and we had a vacation with the family and time with my wife, and then I had a company meeting that lasted a whole week, and it's been just crazy. I've been on the road the last 2 months solid, after all the holidays stuff. Which was great, by the way, and I hope your holidays were fantastic. And apparently we're coming up on yet another day right around the corner, St. Patrick's Day. So, faith and Bacardi to all of my Irish phones out there. Really do appreciate you. Keep your prayers up, and I'll be praying for you. Don't know where to take that one, but there you go. Welcome back to the show. The Home Depot experience is forthcoming, that podcast. We have another podcast, so Key Largo on a trip with my wife. Got some notes from that one. Going to be great. Got another podcast on the way from my trip to Pensacola. I have a really good one that I think you're really going to enjoy. A little more heartfelt, not maybe as light, but some, you know, peppered and sprinkled with some light stuff in there, prioritizing the good in the world. Got a tough one on the way at some point. I don't know when these are all, like, what order they're getting dropped. Not that it really matters. You're in your car, you got these things, or you're in the bus or the subway, or you're on a plane. You're like, why does this matter? Just start talking about something important.
We don't do that here. That is a different podcast. Sorry, you got the wrong guy.
I'm right here, man. I can hear when you're talking about me.
Oh, this is news to me. Sorry.
So we do have a difficult one on the way on elevators. When we get to that one, you'll know why. Today, however, today we prioritize the memories. I have a new addition to my office. It's it was a little difficult to receive, and for good reason. It's a magnifying glass. This thing is ancient. This is older than me. This is older than my wife. Obviously, older than all three of our boys. Might be older than my dad. How did I get this wooden handled magnifying glass in my office on my desk? This was a remnant from a box of items collected by my aunt and my mom. We recently lost my grandmother on my dad's side. Was not easy at all. It was tough. I mean, one of the good things about it was it brought a lot of the family together, save the Wicked Witch of the North. God save her, because I can't stand her. Hey, and I'm just being real with you. Who amongst us doesn't have relatives we just can't stand?
I'm looking at you.
We're not relatives.
Don't have to be.
There's just relatives in every family. And you're thinking, you know, I could have done without you this year at Christmas or Thanksgiving or Easter or pick a holiday. And that crazy uncle or the weird aunt or the just insane always angry, got a chip on her shoulder type aunt shows up, and you're like, oh, dear. Really? We have to endure this? This was supposed to be a happy occasion. And good feelings gone. My aunt and my mom, they went around and collected some items after grandma had passed. She spent some time in the nursing home and then went home to be with the Lord. We got some of these things remaining, and this was one of them. This used to rest inside of an antique secretary's desk that has since gone off with another aunt. So it found a good home. That's great. My wife and I, we were able to receive the table and hutch. Have you ever gone shopping and you see these combinations in a furniture store and you're like, that could work. This could work. This one we knew right away would definitely work in our space in the dining room that we have. And even more so than that, there's so many memories wrapped around this thing. I'm talking oodles of Thanksgiving dinners at this very table. I never got to sit at this table until the last few years, but you know, I always spent the Thanksgivings at the kids' table. You remember the kids' table? You guys got to sit at the kids'. You're not allowed. You're not allowed at the adult table. No, no. You go over there to the kids' table. My mom in the back of my head. I can hear her voice now. You better sit at the kids' table. Otherwise, you're going to catch pneumonia. I never understood that, but apparently I could catch pneumonia from a lot of things, according to my mother. So I would always be looking from afar at the kids' table. One day, I'm going to be able to sit at that table. And now we all do. It is a table around which my family gathers for dinners and breakfasts. When we got friends over, we'll gather around this table. Our boys have spent the last, how many years have we had this? Somewhere between 5 and 10 years, I think, we've had this table. It's so nice in our dining room table. We sit there. We got pictures surrounding us of family. I'm a big guy on family. What can I say? You walk into some people's homes, not a picture on the wall of them or their family members, their wife and kids. The husband and wife together. And I think to myself, I wonder why they don't do this. But you know what? People put different stuff in their homes. Who am I to criticize, right? In my home, you'll find an awful lot of pictures of my wife and my kids and myself. Why is this? Because undoubtedly, they are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't have rare paintings on the wall. I don't even have those in my office. I certainly don't have them at the shop at work or my office at work. And when you walk through our home, there's several pictures in our dining room of the boys when they were young and growing up and current pictures. And there's pictures of Joyce and I on the wall. And you go into our kitchen. I still get beat over the head about this from our eldest and even our middle son that I don't think our youngest son even cares. But for years, in a specific point, a spot on the wall, on the kitchen wall, we had a clock. It was a great clock. There was nothing wrong with the clock. But one fine day, we were taking a family. We had a photographer and we were at this cool church building and they had these stairs that just kept going forever. She had the greatest angle on this photo of the five of us together. And I thought, man, what a fantastic picture. I'm going to blow this thing up. So I got it as large as I possibly could with the resolution. I got the matting on this thing. I got the frame around this photo. And I'm like, where can I put this? Well, apparently we have a lot less wall space than I thought we did. We wound up taking the clock down. And then we have this beautiful family photo of us on the kitchen wall. Apparently, that kind of upset my eldest son and our middle son. I didn't realize that it was going to impact them that negatively. But Alas, we have no clock there. There are several photos of us, and I got some of the boys and Joyce on my side of the bed, and likewise on her side of the bed of me and the boys. It just, I mean, that's what we cherish. We cherish family. There are so many memories I have of my mom and dad and brother and sister, of Joyce and I when we're first married, of the boys when, you know, she first gave birth. And of course, we have memories all together of Grandma. Before she had passed, for several years, we would host Easter dinner around our table. We would host Mother's Day dinner around our table, that table that we were able to save and receive from Grandma Baker, who has since passed. And again, we'll see her again in heaven when all the saints come back together. But until then, there are a few things that we have to remember Grandma by. I remember going over to Grandma's house when I was just a kid. I mean, Pops would throw us all in the car, and Mom would climb in a car, and we'd drive for what seemed like hours. It was actually only a couple hours out, but sometimes when you have to fight for a position on the seat, and you're fighting against your sister and your brother, it's like, can I just get some solitude, please? It feels like 5 or 6 hours in this cramped car. You can't stretch out. You're not pulling over for dinner. You know, Dad didn't like going to McDonald's, Taco Bell, Arby's, Wendy's, Burger King, none of those fast food restaurants that when you're a kid, you can't wait to get to. You think, all right, we're going to go on a trip. That means we're eating out for dinner. Not with Pops. Pops didn't like doing that. He liked to save money. Is there anything wrong with saving money? Absolutely not. But if you haven't seen it yet, there is a meme going around and been going around for years of a station wagon on the side of the road with a family. Maybe there's a table, maybe not. I can't recall. I think there's maybe just a blanket. No, there's a picnic table. So apparently they used to have picnic tables on the sides of the road. And they would throw this tablecloth over that, and there's a loaf of bread and bologna and Miracle Whip. That was lunch. They might have a bag of chips, they might not. We didn't stop over at the McDonald's, ladies and gents. That wasn't one of the things that Dad was going to do. And when he did, it was rare, buddy. It was rare. So you relished that cheeseburger from the Mickey D's. You relished those fries from Wendy's. Or I guess back then it was the Frosty. Oh, the Frosty was so good. It's kind of gone downhill since then, but that's, I guess, neither here nor there. Dad threw us all in the car and off to Grandma's we went. It's Christmas time, and we knew what that meant. We'd all bum rush Grandma at the front door and give her a big old hug. Grandma, it's so good to see you again. And I would rush to the freezer. In the freezer, there was an orange Tupperware. A cylinder, it was round. An actual Tupperware. I mean, this thing was from like the 1940s. So it had that kind of god-awful pukey orange color. And you pop that open, and inside, inside were ginger crinkles. And I'd reach in and grab 4 cookies, and I'd with one hand. And if I had space in the other hand, buddy, you better believe I was grabbing 4 other cookies. Those ginger crinkles, and I'd grab a glass of cold ice cold milk from the fridge, and I'd run into the living room, and she had 2 rocking chairs. One was pukey green, and the other one was pukey orange. There was one that was super comfortable, and I can't quite recall which one. I think it was the green one, the awful green one. But I'd sit there. And it was super comfortable because it would lay back ever so gently. And then I'm watching Back to the Future on cassette. You had to switch it from the Lawrence Welk show. Grandma loved her some Lawrence Welk. You had to switch it. Otherwise, you're just looking at bubbles and this orchestra. And that, at that time, I wasn't really into that kind of music. So I'd find the cassette tape that my Uncle Gordon had just say recorded. All 3 Back to the Futures in their entirety. This wasn't the TV version, on 1 cassette. And I'd slide that in and I'd start watching my annual binge of Back to the Future with my ginger crinkles, my ice cold milk, and grandma's rocking chair. Oh, that was good. So good. Grandma gave some good hugs, and she loved us. When she passed, all the family came together for the funeral. And one of the constant things that I remembered just a few weeks ago from this funeral that kept getting brought up were the ginger crinkles. Everybody loved them. Everybody loved those things. Probably a couple decades ago, I pulled Grandma's side and I asked her for the recipe. She gave it to me on a note card, and we began practicing making these very ginger crinkles. The recipe was passed down to our boys, and they perfected their practice of making those ginger crinkles every Christmas. And that's really the only time of the year that we make the cookies. It's such a good tradition. Brings back so many memories. Just a certain smells. You ever walk into the kitchen and you smell that whiff of hot apple pie, and oof, man, you are whisked back to your childhood when Grandma was pulling the apple pie out of the oven and sitting it by the window to cool, or on the table to cool, and you try to scoop some of that out with her, and she'd smack your hand. You better not be getting into that apple pie, Shetty. It's gotta cool. Now run along now, and I'll call you when it's ready. Right? Am I alone on this? And she made those ginger crinkles, and we got the recipe, passed it on to the boys. So my mom had asked shortly after Grandma had passed, and when she's working and scrambling and racing to get things together for the funeral, which was coming in just days away a couple weeks ago. And she says, hey, Tobe, can you guys maybe ask the boys, would they be willing to make some of those ginger crinkles for Grandma's funeral? Oh, they were so excited. Absolutely. They leaped at the opportunity. They were bacon all that day before and wrapping them up. And, well, God bless those boys. They filled up my god-awful orange Tupperware container, just like Grandma's. They filled that up with the ginger crinkles and snuck that into the freezer for me. And they took dozens and dozens of cookies to Grandma's funeral. And there might have been five, maybe seven of those cookies left. They were gone. People just scrunched them up, man. They scrunch isn't a real word. What would you do? Scrumdiddlyumptious? Scrounged them up? I don't know. They were gone. They were practically gone. That's what I'm trying to get to. Scrunch up. That's not a real word. You got good memories of your grandparents? I talked with several of my colleagues and friends from work, and you're like, Tobe, you're so lucky, man. I had no idea you still had your grandma with you. We lost grandma, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they would tell me this. And it was nice being able to have that much more time with Grandma Baker. My other grandma's still around. We still got her and our boys just about every Saturday. They're hopping in the car and they're driving over to Grandma Wright's house, and they're having breakfast with her or just sitting around and sharing memories and laughs and stories. And they love doing that, man. They're building. I'm so proud of them. They're building these memories with Grandma Great. And I don't know if that's important to you or not, but I look around my office and so much of this, it's just stuff, right? It's just stuff. I use it. There's tools. There's things of memory. There's this magnifying glass that will trigger so many memories with Grandma. But those memories don't happen unless you prioritize time with people, unless you prioritize time with those specific and special relationships that are special to you, you know, that are important to you. And I say all that to say this. I want to encourage you to spend time and create memories with the people you love. And do it as often and as much as you can, over and above the time you spend at work. I don't know how many times I've heard, boy, I'm just doing this for my kids. I'm just doing this for my my wife and kids and like, are you really? I mean, you can fool me, you can fool others. I don't know if you can fool yourself. Now, look deep, deep down inside that guy and ask yourself, is this all about vanity for me so that I can show others, look how much money I've made, look how big my house is, look how big my checking account is, look how fancy my clothing is that I wear, look how great my car is that I drive. Because, folks, all that's going to pass away. And what are you going to have from that? But when the people that are closest to you pass away, I hope you have memories that you can share. I hope you have stories you can laugh about. Oh, man, remember that time we were all together? And yeah, that's so much more important. So much more important. So I just want to encourage you. Spend the time with the people you love and creating those memories, because tomorrow is promised to no one.